This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, helping to keep us free and safe. And I'm going to add to that all the power linemen, all the telephone folks, all the satellite folks that are right now in Louisiana trying to put the pieces back together there. Now, also to the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working out on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, and don't forget also that you can check us out on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can also go to our all-new website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and check us out over there as well. And joining us right now, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA Discussion and Podcast Group. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge, you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, the Republican National Convention wrapped up last night. I think they did an excellent job. And by the way, when you compare what the Republicans put forth as compared to what the Democrats put forth the week before, it kind of looked like the professionals did it right and the amateurs the week before didn't.
Well, what we certainly saw was who believes in the country and the people and who thinks that the United States is a horrible place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the positive message that the Republicans put out was not only strong, it was validated. They, you know, they said America is a great place to live, and then they explained why and put forward the evidence to prove it. The left just tore the country down and said things in a very general term, mm-hmm. and didn't back anything up that they said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a very clear choice as far as I'm concerned. Do you either believe in the United States or you want it to die?
Yeah. Well, the things that struck me last night was watching Mrs. Dorn, the St. Louis police captain's wife, who was literally assassinated on Facebook Live, and Kayla Mueller's parents, who gave a very heart-wrenching discussion. And by the way, the thing that really got my attention there was that neither Barack Obama or Joe Biden ever talked to them at all.
Yeah, everybody is an issue with the Democrats. Nobody's a people, nobody's a person. You know, that's a big difference. They want to say a lot of nasty things about Donald Trump, but story after story after story after story says he doesn't play to the camera to impress the media. He talks to the people and cares about who he talks to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very stark difference from those two administrations. And the portrayal that moved me was the night before when we heard from the woman who used to be one of the muckety's for Planned Parenthood,
who talked
about the procedure she had to go through that turned her away from that. That was the most powerful thing I heard.
Yeah, exactly. And that was something that was, if you didn't pay attention, didn't get your attention, nothing would. Just didn't have any heart at all in you. Now, Alice Johnson, who was famous for the second chance that she got, thanks to the president, she did a good job. And then, wouldn't you know, Politico turns around and throws it into a racist thing with one of their tweets. But the one that really ticked me off the most was Joy Reid. The belle of the ball, and I called her the moron at MSNBC. She said, and I quote, "The RNC trotted out black people to make racism more appropriate." Really?
Yeah. We've talked about this before, and this is a perfect example of what I'm trying to explain when I say the sensationalism in the mainstream media has gone way too far. You know, we were talking before break, this woman doesn't deserve to be on mainstream media, doesn't deserve to have the FaceTime with the American people that she does have FaceTime with. But they're never going to get rid of her because she says incendiary and stupid things that make people's eyes widen and jaws drop. And they believe by having the more shocking thing in front of people that people are going to tune into it and therefore get advertising. Meanwhile, their ratings are going down, 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 down.
So is their advertising.
Yeah. The person who is supposed to be reporting and commenting on the news has become the story. That's not journalism. That's reality TV.
Yeah. And then you got...
You know, there's no substance to it.
And then you got Don Lemon said, he says, "I really don't understand how people will say CNN is biased. We're not biased."
No, when you are determined that your line of thinking is always correct and everybody else's is wrong, you don't see the bias. That's just how far deep he is into the ideology.
Well,
a true journalist looks at every single aspect of the story from every vantage point and chooses none. They just report what they hear and report the facts.
Yep.
That hasn't happened at CNN in years.
Yep, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. By the way, I've turned down numerous opportunities to be not only on MSNBC but also CNN as a panelist. I will not go there at all, period. Ain't gonna happen. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And thank you very much for chiming in and tuning in. And all you folks that are in the chat room, we appreciate you very much, too. And hello to JW up there in Brooksville. Nice hearing from you. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan went on a buying spree. And Dave Moss went out and bought a whole bunch of vehicles. They've now got over a thousand new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has the largest selection in the state. Now, before you buy elsewhere, go see Moss. Again, M-A-U-S is the way you spell it. Go see Moss, because they're going to have the vehicle you want that the other guys just might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price, with many favorable finance programs, including the 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Moss's Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence from the company. So guess what? Great job there, team. And if you're searching for a new and improved service experience, the You Serve, You Save program that applies to active duty military, veterans, first responders, and now pastors and faith workers, too, will get you a 20% discount on your car or truck being serviced at any of the Moss family locations. Now, Moss service departments handle all makes and models, too. So just remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, where you've got Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side. And back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA Group. And Mr. Frank Silvato, we, you know, again, in talking about what transpired yesterday, watching all the things that were going on at the Republican National Convention, the Democrats, when they saw that fireworks display
And we saw the not once, not twice, but three times the name Trump and then 2020 spelled in fireworks, you know, going off. It was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, I was joking last night. I'm like, boy, you must have been sitting there when they were putting this together going, now, do we have any money left over? Yes, we do. And I want a huge firework display with my name in the sky to make these protesters' heads explode.
Yeah.
Because you know it did. You know.
Well, Nancy Pelosi probably choked. Nancy Pelosi probably choked in her ice cream.
I think it's just. It was very good. It was very well done. And what happened after that? You know, they went through the fireworks and all that, and he had an opera singer there that did a fantastic job from the balcony. It was just unbelievable. So, yeah, you know, it was an extravaganza. You expect nothing less from Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I'm laughing here at two things. Steve in Thailand just chimed into the chat room. He says, Captain, if you went to CNN or MSNBC as a panelist, we'd have to bail you out of jail for what you'd probably do.
Yeah, the FCC would be fining you.
Oh, my goodness. No. Well, anyway, don't worry about it. Now, Frank, I got to mention something really off the wall here because this came out yesterday, and I'm just scratching my head going, you got to be kidding me. Now, the assault ship Bonhomme Richard, which burnt, that was being renovated on a 2-year renovation plan, 11 of the 14 decks have been destroyed, reportedly. That fire, the fire marshal has declared, was arson. And they actually have a sailor in custody who they're questioning about this, a possible suspect. But and this was a guy that was in charge of the hazardous material. And the way it was stacked and the way it was being kept encouraged the fire to do what it did. So they're thinking it was intentional and he was the one that did it.
Well, I'd like to see who got to him and whether it was somebody who snapped or whether it was somebody who was groomed to be in the position that he was in.
I know where you're going.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. In this day and age, you have to look at every single possibility. And if you've got a terror organization to place someone in a position that sensitive, where nuclear material could be used, we have to worry about not only what happened on the ship and what could have happened had it gone way catastrophic, but is there anything missing? And was it a good, and was the fire something to cover up the fact that something is missing?
Mm-hmm. Now, Nancy Pelosi yesterday came out and said, well, if I was Joe Biden, I just wouldn't belittle myself to talking or debating Donald Trump. So the question is to you, will Joe Biden debate Donald Trump? He says he's gonna. He says he's planning on 3 debates, and he says he's gonna fact check everything Donald Trump does right on the spot.
Yeah, he will. He'll end up debating, and it's gonna be a slaughter. You know, you can tell right now that the moderators that they're going to be setting up for this are going to do everything they can to try to make him not look bad. But he's Joe Biden, so you know the gaffes are going to be coming. That said, this is Pelosi grandstanding. I wouldn't talk to him. I wouldn't honor him to talk to him. Well, she talks to Trump all the time. You know, so when she sits down with negotiations at the White House, there's pictures of her there talking to the president. So she's, her two faces of Janice are showing.
Yeah. Now, before we move on to something different, the medical examiner in Minneapolis yesterday came out with his final report about George Floyd. Not that this has anything to do with why, you know, things wound up the way they did, but he had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system that might have killed him anyway had he just gotten in the car and driven away. Remember, he was saying he couldn't breathe. Remember all that?
Mm-hmm.
And this might have had something to do with it.
Well, people were trying to say this with the initial report, too. They said he had meth and fentanyl in his system. So when a police officer is responding to somebody acting erratically, they have to, and who won't obey the command to stop, surrender, lay down, put, you know, get on your knees, put your hands behind your head, They have to do something to subdue him. Now, was this guy, was the cop aggressive?
Yeah.
Perhaps, but I've seen the tape, and this guy was not obeying anything.
No, and he was being very unruly. But let's go to Saratoga Springs, New York, and Mel. Good morning, Mel.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Captain,
morning.
Going back to what you and Chris were talking about, firefighters union, the members have been forced to pay dues that are going to something that they don't believe in, which is is funding the Democrat Party. The National Right to Work Foundation will take on a case to where those members would be represented in regards to not having to pay dues to a union that is corrosive, and paying dues to something that they don't believe in. So it's the National Right to Work Foundation that those union members should get in touch with.
And I'm going to say something about that right now, and thanks for the call, Mel, and you have yourself a great weekend, okay? Yeah, amen. And Frank, you know, there's some states that have decided about this union dues stuff for going to political funds that if you don't want it to go there, that you have the right to say you don't want your money going to a certain campaign.
Yeah, we were going through that in Illinois. There's a lot of the firefighters over there before they went to the international were Teamsters.
Yep.
And, you know, 50% of the firemen, more, maybe even more, especially when you got out of the city of Chicago, were not Democrats, and they didn't want their money going to Democratic candidates. So it's a lot of paperwork you got to jump through to do it. But that process in Illinois was that, hey, you give it to this charity, you give it to this, you give it to that, but it's not going to the union.
Yeah, and Howard Schaitberger, who is the president of the International Association of Firefighters, he's got blue blood, so he's going to be Democrat every time, all the time, regardless of who it is or what it is, and he goes out of his way to do that. But I will tell you, and again, these are the locals that make up what goes with the political system around the country, and the locals don't have to follow the national, and many of them don't.
Yeah, this is union money. When you're talking about what the union was supposed to stand for, and this goes for the teachers' unions, it goes for any union out there.
Mm-hmm.
Their political giving has always been one-sided. You know, and it does give an unfair advantage when your leadership is saying we're going to give tens of millions of dollars to this candidate or advertising for this candidate, mm-hmm. even though my rank and file might be 50-50 or 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
They're not representing their members correctly with their political giving.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why an organization is supposed to be looking out for the contracts and the well-being of the people that they represent is even involved in that kind of campaigning.
Yeah.
Especially when their one-on-one responsibility is local.
Yep. And finally, we got about 30 seconds here. I'll get this in real quick. Joe Biden says after Labor Day, he's going to hit the campaign trail and visit the crucial swing states. Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty.
He'll be out standing in the middle of the street wondering where he is.
Okay, thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. All right, that's Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Check him out by going to undergroundusa.com. And I'll be right back with the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And by the way, in the times that we're now living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Well, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, they'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you for that $100 cash today. All right, here he is, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, now, I got a big question for you. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking that, you know, we're going to have some baseball maybe for the next day or two. I watch the Tampa Bay Rays, the local team, which happens to be in first place right now, and they were going to play in Baltimore, and then all of a sudden it comes across the screen. Games have been canceled because of the something or another to do with the Kenosha shooting and the protests or whatever. I mean, it was some sort of nonsense, but what is it they did? What did, and it wasn't just baseball, it was all the sports, no. Is that correct?
Yeah, they all decided to shut down for the day. I mean, how about we let the investigators investigate what happened. Let's, you know, let people do their jobs that were hired to do their jobs and see if it was a justifiable shooting or not. And if it wasn't, then let the court system dictate what happens. Mm-hmm. Acting this way and shutting down things isn't going to change what's going on in this country, in this world. And it's amazing how, you know, you just show one snippet of something and you can get all your information from that, Captain. That's what I don't understand.
Well, yeah.
That's just like showing you the first quarter of a sports game or the first few innings and then saying, okay, tell me who won. Well, can I see the whole game, please? I can tell you who won.
Well, you had Minnesota. You had Minnesota yesterday, Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the report got out. Well, the cops have shot another black man, but what they forgot to tell you was the black man, unfortunately, on video, killed himself. And it was right there in video for the people to see. And by the way, the cops got that out there right away. But 130 people wound up getting arrested. By the way, 127 of them were up by noon of the very next morning because of this group called Minnesota Freedom.
I mean, we're just, how about we respect authority like we used to and treat it? And why are we, everything that's being fought for about not lumping everybody into one group, okay? They're protesting the exact same thing. I don't understand the hypocrisy in it at all. It doesn't make any sense to me. As soon as you say all cops are bad, that's just like saying this whole ethnic group is bad. Now, that's not accepted. So why is that part accepted? It makes no sense to me whatsoever that this is being allowed and people with rational minds are letting it get out of hand. And it just needs to stop. I mean, again, do we need to get to the table and talk about some things? Sure, let's talk. Communication is the key to everything. And we talk about love and hope and change, and that's not love. It's not hope, and that's not change. It's just outright violence. And there's no love in that. And what about other innocent people in this country? I mean, getting killed.
When are we going back to playing sports again? Monday?
No, I've been talking about tomorrow, Captain. Hopefully they'll start getting back to playing sports, and we'll see what happens there. And that will be very interesting to see how that's going to change this weekend. I don't understand. Maybe I'm missing something here, Matt, and you can help me, Captain. By sitting out and not playing the games, what kind of message does that do? How does that help what's currently going on? And what about other people in their lives? Can they just sit down and not do their job? Or come and go as they please with work?
Well, it does not set an example for the young ones that are out there watching what's going on, because here we go again. Well, you took my football, so I'm not going to play, so I'm going to sit on the bench. So there, na-na-na-na-na. It's like a bunch of little freaking kids.
Yes.
They're not acting like adults, I'm sorry.
That's a perfect way of putting that. You know, everybody wants to say it's their street, it's their football, it's their rules. Now, we've had some rules here for the last 250 years that have been pretty good, I think, Matt.
Yep.
Has there been some bad? Yeah, but I think we've evolved and gotten better every decade as long as we try to work together.
All right, hang on a second. We got a caller here. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Clinton from St. Pete. How you doing, Captain?
Pretty good.
Hey, guys.
Pretty good. Let us know
you kind of beat me to the punches a little bit about acting like babies, like that guy for the one baseball team crying. You know, he probably hasn't even been to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. unless there's a baseball team I don't know about there. And he doesn't know any of these people. You know, I mean, it's just to the point of ridiculousness. And they got people comforting them and putting their arm around them. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, Captain, how long between basketball and all is these kind of actions going to continue? Do they think that they're supporting the fans by taking that stand? Because, speaking of stands, if I had a ticket to go to the game, and they decided not to play, Not to mention, if they did that at a soccer field, okay, what would happen? Okay? You know, we want to see these games played. Now, how long are the owners and everything going to go on paying these players? Because I don't know. I'm really thinking, Captain, I've already decided not to go to any games. And if the Yankees don't play tomorrow in this doubleheader, I'm going to stop watching it, too.
All right,
I mean, it's my favorite sport.
Well, let us answer this one. And thanks for the call there, Cassidy. Thanks very much. Okay, well, Patrick, go ahead.
No, that was a great point the man made. Anything to spark and cause problems now is kind of a new narrative, and it's ridiculous. And what about the fans? You know, it's funny how we have certain groups who say, I'm going to boycott you if you do this or that. Well, no, they better realize there's a lot of people that might boycott the other way. Tell me how that's going to work out for you. Not too well.
Well, take a look at their ratings on television and their ratings on radio. Take a look at that and see what's going on. Take a look at the sponsorship. You think they're making a bunch of money off sponsors with this? And how about the deal where the NFL says, okay, well, we can have 13 or 15,000 people in the stadium. They got to be social distance, pods of 10 and all that. Okay, I get it. But guess what? If you're not going to play, you think those people are going to show up?
No, that's another story in itself, Captain. Who are you going to decide which 15,000 of the 60,000 season ticket holders?
Well, first come, first,
what games?
First come, first serve is the way it should be.
Well, how do you dictate that, Captain? I mean,
You dictate it just the way I said. First come, first serve. First people to call in, got 15,000 tickets, and when they're gone, they're gone. Unless they got season ticket holders.
Yeah, you have 60,000 season ticket holders, and you're only going to let 15,000 of those 60,000 in? How are you going to do that?
Do you know any teams that have 60,000 season ticket holders?
Sure.
Who?
Oh, the Packers, the Steelers.
60,000 ticket holders in a stadium? That's all they can put in there. You're telling me everybody in there is a season ticket holder?
Oh, Captain, there's a lot of teams. There's a waiting list for you to get Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not all the NFL teams. Oh, yeah, but the Bucs, they have a capacity of 70,000, and they have 65,000 season ticket holders. Come on now.
Who does? The Bucs?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so, because their stadium isn't even half full half the time. Or hasn't been, anyway.
Common show. Mm-hmm. Now that Tom Brady and Gronkowski
That'll be a different thing, and we'll see what happens. So, but usually season ticket holders, they only sell so many. It's a percentage. It used to be like 20 or 25% because they wanted to have regular seats for the people.
No, not now. I mean, up in Pittsburgh, they've had a waiting list for a long time. A lot of places. New England, I mean, the teams, the Giants. They don't sell out, but they have 50,000 ticket holders. I mean, that's a lot of people. It's more.
All right. Well, we're going to run out of time because here comes the music. So real quick.
That's all right. Hey, Captain, it's always great talking with you. People that know you and me, speaking, they know what I do for a living. I help out people with their insurances. Our phone number is 813-966-1052.
Okay, you're gonna get cut off right there. Whoop, there you go. Sorry, the computer cut you off, Patrick. So, doggone it. Well, I'll be right back with more, and the beach and boating forecast coming right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go. For Friday, it's going to be partly sunny with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Winds will start out of the south this morning. We'll have a light chop out there, 1 to 2 feet. Then this afternoon, winds will start out of the southwest and stay there the rest of the day, anywhere from 5 to 15 miles an hour with a light chop. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature is 89 degrees right now, and our high tide is coming at 10:12 a.m., and our low tide will be around later this afternoon at 6:40 p.m., so that's where we're at looking right now at things. And the Beach and Boating Forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, I'll tell you what, Freedom Boat Club will tell you there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too.
Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes, you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, which is the largest franchise of all the franchises in the Freedom Boat Club 232 location family, we've got 29 locations here and over 500 boats. And you can use your membership here because you'll get reciprocity at all those 232 other locations across the country, many of whom are listening to me right now on the radio right there where you're at. So call the Freedom Boat Club today, anywhere, toll-free in the country, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door wide open for you. And I'm telling you, there's just nothing better. Nothing better than getting out on the water on a beautiful day, especially when it's warm out. You get out there and get that nice breeze when you start sailing on down through there, cruising along, get that center console boat going. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Done it many, many times. Now, in Kenosha, Portland, and Minneapolis, where we've been seeing violence going on this week, not to forget about the weekends in Chicago and New York City and Philadelphia, the media is now suggesting that the violence in these cities is helping President Trump. Well, to that I say, duh, where you been? Because anybody that thinks that it's helping the Democrats is out of their mind. These are blue cities. Everyone I mentioned, those are blue cities run by Democratic mayors, Democratic city councils. And they're contributing to the problem by not doing anything. They're telling their police to back off and give the people some space. Joe Biden addressed Kenosha for the first time, actually saying some things. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, we told you about 130 people being arrested yesterday when it started up again because the cops shot somebody, and it's terrible. But they forgot to tell you, the cops didn't shoot the guy. They were pursuing someone on an arrest warrant. But the guy killed himself, and there was a video to prove it. He shot himself and killed himself. But no. We couldn't go with the facts on that one. That just didn't suit the purpose. But 130 people got arrested. And then all but three were released with help from a group called Minnesota Freedom, which is a group that has as much as $35 million tucked away of very wealthy Democratic donors from around the country and around the world. Rumor is George Soros has money in there, plus some Hollywood types put money in there too. And this doesn't help the situation when they're suddenly in and they're out of jail 8, 10, 12 hours later. That just doesn't help matters. Because what do they do when they go back? Well, we got away with that. Let's go back and do it again. Okay, sure, right. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, the Portland, Oregon mayor, did you hear what he had to say when asked about how they're going to control the violence, how they're going to stop it? He says they're just going to let the riot burn itself out. His words, not mine. Isn't that just ducky? We're just going to let the riot burn itself out. How many more businesses have to be destroyed because of that guy? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, did you hear on the back page of the paper yesterday? I happened to catch this last night. I was just flipping the paper, going to go to a different section. It was an online paper, too, by the way, that I was looking at. And I was going to go to a different section, and I get to the bottom of the last story of the last page in the first section. It said, Biden advisor agrees to testify in GOP Ukraine probe. What do you suppose they'll find out there, if anything? I don't know, but we'll know soon. By the way, the Abbott Labs rapid test could give Americans a huge boost when it comes to recovery. We'll see. And retired Army Lieutenant General Brent Kellogg, who is an advisor to Vice President Trump, has been on television quite a bit this week talking about things in general. And yesterday the discussion was about John Bolton. And I believe the general when he said John Bolton lied to the press and nearly started a war with Iran. I believe that. Everybody knows that John Bolton was a hawk. And his middle name, and this is just a joke, but his middle name was War. Because he was one of the people that believed that we should take on Iran and get rid of them. But to do that, you would light the entire Middle East up, and guess what they would be doing? They would be launching missile after missile after missile at Israel. And that's no way to run a railroad, is it? So, we'll see what happens. By the way, a company called LG is going to release an air-purifying face mask for clean and assisted breathing. This is something a little different than the face masks that have got the little air filter on them. I can't wait to see what this is all about. And, of course, LG, last I knew, they made some appliances and they made phones. Now they're getting into air-purifying face masks. Well, we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. The question now is about whether or not the Bonhomme Richard was set on fire deliberately. We'll have to wait and see what happens. By the way, don't forget about my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Of course, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, and they also have parts and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 for more details. 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment or just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang there. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. And they're great people. They're great, great, fantastic people. They know exactly what they're doing, and they do it better than anybody else. I'll tell you that right now. All righty. For those of you that have to leave us and won't hear us on the weekend show, we'll see you Monday morning. But for the rest of you, have yourself a great day. And I'll see you tonight in the weekend show, live 2 a.m. in the morning all across the country again. Stay safe. Be careful. Stay out of the floodwaters over there in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. God bless them.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.